Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Pius of Petrachina. He was, as St. John Paul said, he's renowned as a stigmatist and a living image of Christ suffering and risen. The Capuchin friar first received the visible wounds of Christ in 1918, after offering himself in response to Pope Benedict XV's call for prayer to end World War I. For 50 years, he carried on his priestly ministry at San Giovanni Rotondo, saying Mass and hearing confessions, sometimes for up to 18 hours at a time. Afflicted himself by many physical ailments, he established the Homes for the Relief of the Suffering and prayer groups to sustain them spiritually. Padre Pio died in 1968 and was canonized in 2002. Over 6 million pilgrims visit his shrine each year. Brothers and sisters, there are saints, really saints, who have gone before us. Please, let's ask God to give us the grace to walk more and more in his footsteps or any of the saints that you know particularly. But St. Pius is certainly one of them. God wants to draw us into his heart. And we so often stiff-arm him because it involves perhaps a bit of suffering. Or it involves hard times for us, and we don't want them. We want everything to go nice and neat and clean and fine and have a good day. And yet look at this priest. He was a living image of Christ suffering and risen. That's what St. John Paul said about him. Brothers and sisters, you can be holy. You can be good. Just look at yourself, look at the sins that you have right now and take just one of them and say, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to try to stop doing that. Then take it to the Lord and say, Lord, help me each day. Help me not to do whatever that thing is. Ask him that. Do it for probably anywhere from 1 month to a year. God will hear you. God will hear you. He knows your needs far better than you do. Brothers and sisters, I'd love to be a saint like this Pius of Petrachina. He was a stigmatist, as I said to you, a living image of Christ suffering and risen. And he's best known as Padre Pio, as I said to you. Brothers and sisters, there's so many saints who have gone before us. You say, oh, yeah, I can't be a saint. Yes, you can. If you begin to pray every day, listen if the Lord asks of you something. Don't just assume that he'll say to you every day. He might give you something once that'll last a year. Whatever he does, it'll come. I don't mean you'll have great, revelation of God. I simply mean that God will speak to you through something you hear on the radio, through something you see, believe it or not, something you might see on TV, through another person. He can do all kinds of things through a book you read. He'll speak to you one way or another. He'll let you know to follow me. That was all I heard a long time ago. Follow me. And I've been trying to follow him ever since. So don't expect that you're going to have great conversations with God. But there'll be a word. There'll be something that somebody suggests you read, and it changes you. You see it differently. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. He's not trying to play hide and seek, though it might feel that way. But he's not. He's waiting until your heart opens more and more and more. And that takes quite a while because our hearts are pretty hard sometimes. But God loves us and he will show us the way. He could speak to us through a friend, as I've said. He could speak to us through something we listen to on the radio or the TV or something, as I said, a friend says to us. God can speak to us through all kinds of things. Just listen. Say, Lord, help me to know. Let's take a look at the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. On the first day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then this word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Is it time for you to dwell in your own paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now thus says the Lord, consider your ways. You have sown much, but you have brought in little. You have eaten, but you have not been satisfied. You have drunk, but you have not been exhilarated. You have clothed yourselves, but not been warmed. And whoever earned wages, earned them for a bag with holes in it. As soon as you get it, it's gone. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up into the hill country. Bring timber. Build a house, that I may take pleasure in it and receive my glory, says the Lord. You know, taking a retreat time once a year. There are many retreats available, or you could just rent a place or take a place for a few days and just sit there in quiet prayer, no distractions. You can do it in numerous ways, but please, don't just say, oh yeah, God loves me. Oh well, now I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And we do have things to do. I understand that. But we need to carve out time for God. And I think what I'm going to do is say that at every program for a while here, so it's not me repeating myself. I mean it. Find some time for prayer. Now, when you're a mother with a newborn baby, I know that's not the easiest thing to do in the world. I know that. But just say, Lord, I offer this time to you. And if the baby is still, talk to the Lord. Listen to him. Read about him. God will bless you. Psalm 149 says, the Lord takes delight in his people, but if you never come to him, you would never experience it. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp, for the Lord loves his people. He adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. Brothers and sisters, this is our prayer to Jesus. Take time to read the Psalms. Find some that you particularly like or particularly feel like you need right now. And pray them every day. Read the scriptures. Take sometimes a certain passage in scripture, take it for your time of prayer. Come on, brothers and sisters, we can always find time for what we like. This is what we most need right now. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 7 to 9, Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed. because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead, and others were saying, Elijah has appeared, and still others, one of the ancient prophets has risen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Brothers and sisters, we haven't seen him face to face yet. But one day we will, each of us. And we will stand before him. It's not the time for excuses. It's the time for telling Jesus how much we love him, and that would he give us a place to be with him forever. You might need to spend some purgatory in time. I certainly think I will. But then we will come to see him. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. And he wants you with him. He wants us with him. This is not a fairy tale. This is not something that somebody dreamed up somewhere. This is what God has done for us. And St. Pius, whose feast is today, said this, better known as Padre Pio. He says, I therefore urge you in the charity of Christ to make sure you calm your anxiety by drinking at the fountain of divine love, which you must do by faith and trust, by humility and submission to God's will. St. Teresa the Child Jesus says, I am a little soul. I choose neither to live nor to die, but may Jesus do as he pleases with me. Here's the example of a soul completely stripped of self and filled with God. This is precisely what you also must strive to become with the divine assistance. Don't be distrustful in this respect, for Jesus is in your soul. And if you show yourself docile to his action, you will certainly achieve it. Brothers and sisters, I believe it to be true. He loves us, and he wants us to seek him. He wants us to cry out to him even in the middle of a work day, even when changing a baby's diaper. Don't be afraid to cry out to God. He meets you wherever you are. Just say, Lord, help me. Show me how to do this. Show me how to draw closer to you. It isn't just amassing a whole lot of prayers, though saying prayers, saying the rosary, reading the scriptures are important things to do, very important things to do. But I want to say to you, go to the Lord and say, Lord, how can I draw nearer to you today? Just ask him that. If you get nothing, then just do what you usually do. But someday, God might speak to your heart. At least every day, read a passage of scripture, read from a good book, and may God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.